The Gaslight Anthem is a rock band from New Jersey that writes detailed songs, songs that tell stories. Critics have compared the Gaslight Anthem's music to early recordings by a fellow New Jersey native, Bruce Springsteen. Our critic, Tom Moon, says the Gaslight Anthem's new album, The 59 Sound, is one of this year's great surprises.
That's the opening line from Great Expectations, track one on the new effort from the Gaslight Anthem. 28-year-old singer and songwriter Brian Fallon grew up five blocks from E Street and says that until this album, he did everything possible to avoid sounding too much like Bruce Springsteen. Eventually, Fallon realized that he couldn't shake the boss, and he stopped trying. He found himself writing sprawling, detail-rich songs that romanticize the end of adolescence. That's an overly familiar and thoroughly exhausted Springsteen subject. But when the Gaslight Anthem goes there, it somehow resonates differently. The 59 Sound was recorded in 2 weeks. Much of it captures the moment when the renegade in his late teen years bumps into the responsibilities of the adult world for the first time. It's sober stuff, and yet it doesn't feel that way. The Gaslight Anthem plays with the ripping punk rock intensity associated with Warped Tour bands. Here's the title track. Usually when a young rock songwriter invokes an idol, be it Springsteen or Bob Dylan or Otis Redding or even Charles Dickens, who turns up several times here, what follows is something that'll make you cringe, a self-conscious grab at reflected credibility. That's not the case with the Gaslight Anthem.
It's Miles Davis. I've been swayed by the cool. There's just something about the summertime. There's just something about the moon.
Songwriter Brian Fallon might be dropping names, but he's not putting on airs. In the great rock and roll tradition, he uses those big $100 references to tell his own stories.
Miles bringing the cool.
The new album from the Gaslight Anthem is called The 59 Sound. Our reviewer Tom Moon is the author of the book 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die.
Now, honey, put on your red dress and your diamond soul shoes. Climb on down from that window. Climb on out of your room. Cause I never had a good thing. And I always had the blues.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.